Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Sullivan. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. We're going to start off with the latest from the Aaron Rodgers situation. So, to recap, the reigning MVP skipped the team's organized team activities for the first time in his career, forfeiting a $500,000 workout bonus. Then, last week, Rodgers missed a mandatory 3-day minicamp and is subject to a $93,000 fine. Now, Aaron is preparing for his golf match with Tom Brady and some pro golfers next month, and in an interview to promote the event, jokingly said, it's been relatively low-key for him since the end of last season.
It's been one of those quiet off-seasons you just dream about, where you can just kind of go through your process on your own quietly, and that's all you can ask for as an older player in the league and someone who's been around for a long time and just enjoys that time to yourself to just relax, to not be bothered, to not have any obligations or anything going on. And, you know, I think that's what this offseason's been about. It's been about really enjoying my time and spending it where I want to spend it and not feeling like I have to go anywhere, not having any responsibilities, but still being an NFL player at the same time. It's been great.
The Pack, by the way, opened training camp July 27th, so we're going to continue tracking this for you, obviously. Staying in the NFC North is a totally different quarterback dynamic. Even though Chicago traded up in the first round to draft Justin Fields, Bears head coach Matt Nagy, who recently appeared on the Chris Collinsworth podcast, stated Andy Dalton is the starter and, quote, we're going to stick to this plan. There are high expectations down in Atlanta for Calvin Ridley, who is entering his fourth season now that Julio Jones has been traded to Tennessee. The 26-year-old was asked if he feels pressure being the number one receiver for the Falcons.
No pressure at all. Just seeing Julio, you know, some games come in the stadium, it just gave me a bunch of energies. And just to try to outdo him, I used to literally try to outdo him, you know, when he was on the team. And I felt like that kept me just hungry every day, every week. And I mean, I'm gonna find somebody on the team that I can outdo every week and who's, you know, plays at a high level, like Matt Ryan, maybe, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, compete with him in my own head, and I think that'll help me.
Ridley's former QB, when they were teammates at the University of Alabama, Tua Tagovailoa, had a rough practice Tuesday. How rough, you ask? Well, the second-year signal caller threw 5 picks, but when he met with the media afterwards, he wasn't down about the performance.
That's just been the emphasis for us coming out to this first day of minicamp, was just to be aggressive, push the ball downfield. Now, obviously, you want to be smart, but, you know, if there's a time to make mistakes, now's the time to make mistakes. And, you know, we're just trying to see what we can fit in the hole, what we can throw within coverages, and come in the film room and then learn from it.
Even though Steelers star defender T.J. Watt led the NFL in sacks with 15 last season, he finished second in the Defensive Player of the Year vote. During his media availability Tuesday, Watt was asked if losing the award to the Rams' Aaron Donald is a driving force in his training for 2021.
I don't think it's driving me. I think more than anything, I just want to be the best possible player that I can be, not only for myself, but for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I want to continue to make splash plays. I think the big thing for me is just noticing all the plays that I didn't make last year and wishing that I could have converted on some forced fumbles, fumble recoveries, and turnovers, sacks, and all those types of TFLs, those splash plays that we talk about. Is, yeah, there was a lot of good from last year, but there's also a lot of stuff that I want to continue to improve on.
The Raiders are embarking on their second season in Las Vegas, and quarterback Derek Carr is committed to leading the Silver and Black back to prominence. He threw for a career-high 4,100 yards last season and wants to improve upon those stats this year. Carr is happy being a Raider and says he can't envision himself playing for another organization.
People can say whatever they want. I know what I put on film. I know the things that I've been able to accomplish. And I still want more. There's still more, and I want to do it here. I don't want to do it anywhere else. I've said it over and over again. I'd probably quit football if I had to play for somebody else. You know, I am a Raider for my entire life. For other people, they want to do other things. That's great. That's up to them. But for me, I'd rather go down with the ship, you know what I'm saying, if I have to.
And for analysis on all the minicamp storylines, make sure to download the Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. A brand new episode is available today. Well, that's it for me. Have yourself a great day. I'm Will Selba, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.